Welcome back. So my friend a couple weeks ago, Tony Fitzpatrick, with whom I talk frequently, told me he has met the most amazing photographer in the world, and I looked at the amazing photographer's work online. I didn't yet to go to the Dime Gallery to see it on the walls. And I said, good God, Tony, you're right again. This woman is astonishingly talented. You will see that too, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to the Dime Gallery or if you go to DaphneWalsh.com. Daphne is sitting here. Daphne, it's a pleasure to meet you. Talk into that mic and tell me more about yourself. We've done some talking about your history here. You grew up on the West Side. You went to Columbia. You almost blushed when I told you how much I loved your work.
Yeah, I love my pictures, to tell you the truth. And ever since the show and people saying how much they liked it and telling me what they got out of it, and then people buying so many of them, it's really a wonderful compliment. And, when somebody... I didn't expect that.
Well, it also is empowering, too.
Absolutely.
You do most of your work, I assume, by yourself. You're not out with a bunch of people taking pictures.
No, by myself.
Mm-hmm. You're out there wandering the city. What I love about your work so much is it's real, first of all, Chicago-centric, but it's also not the kind of expected shot. It is people in neighborhoods, and everybody can see that on your website. You went to Columbia. You studied photography at Columbia with the intention to become a professional photographer?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And did you?
Yeah, here and there. It wasn't for me, though, but I tried it for a really long time.
How did you try it?
Well, I started assisting after college, and... I tried to start my own business and shoot people and actors and things like that, but I really didn't like it.
You have to. One of the things about freelance photography, and I've known a lot of freelance photographers, it's a real hustle.
Yeah, I don't like to hustle.
Yeah, it's a I don't blame you. It's a real hustle, and you've got to be marketing yourself all the time. But you were obviously shooting all the time.
Well, yeah, because I love it, and I like to do what I want. And when I turned 50, I just said, why am I trying to work in the photography field? I'm not happy, and it doesn't fit my personality, and I just decided to start doing photography for myself.
Wow.
And it's been great, and I'm so much happier.
What appeals to your eye? I mean, what is it if you had to sort of... We'll ask Tony. Tony's going to come on in a little while, and Tony, God love him, loves to talk. And he...
So do I.
In a sense, kind of, he's rediscovered you or discovered you, wouldn't you say?
I guess I would say discovered because, I didn't...
You'd had one show before.
Yeah. And I had a couple of shows before that, too, group shows.
Right. Right,
yeah,
right.
But the way I see, I think my mother trained me because we didn't have a car. We'd be walking around to go to the bus or the L, and she'd say, "Look at that, kids! Look at that!" And she'd point stuff out to us all the time.
Yeah,
yeah. And it might have been just to keep us from fighting, but
keep you busy. Look at that. Yeah. Be quiet. Don't touch.
Yeah, yeah. And so ever since then, I haven't stopped. I just keep looking.
Well, but you were certainly drawn to people. There's no question about it. And you can, mm-hmm. again, I'm going to tell you this website. I want you to go to the Dime Gallery, which is on Western Avenue, just south of
North Avenue.
And it's a lovely space, and Tony's always there. You can go to Facebook. Dime Gallery's all over Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also go to Daphne, DaphneWalsh.com to see her work. People is part of it. Landscapes is part of it. Cityscapes are kind of part of it, too. What else?
Portraits. Portraits of people. I love portraiture. And street stuff and portraiture and
how many of your works are up on the walls at the Dime?
16.
How many did you sell so far?
12.
That's very successful, isn't
it? I know.
It?
Yeah.
Now, are you there chatting with gallery goers?
I was there at the opening.
Yeah.
Of course, and then I go on Saturdays. I announce on Facebook that I'll be there from 12 to 5, and if anybody wants to stop by.
How do you like that, the interacting with people at the gallery?
Well, I love it. I love what they tell me, what they see in the picture, because they tell me a lot of things that I haven't thought of.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they sometimes wrong? Do you say, wait a minute, you're nuts, I don't see anything.
Well, I don't say that to them. I'm just like, okay, whatever.
you say it to Tony when he's up. Yeah, like, how did Tony convince you to have a show?
Well, I wanted to. I really, really wanted to. I just...
How did you and Tony meet?
I don't remember.
Tony, are you on the phone yet?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Okay, now you can answer the question. How did you and Daphne meet?
We met in the late 90s. We had a lot of the same friends. Mm-hmm. I had seen some of her photographs. And I remember just casually saying, I liked your photos very much. And she didn't really say much to me. And then over the years, we kind of run into each other in Humboldt Park.
Mm-hmm. In the park itself, while you were feeding your avian friends.
We have a mutual friend named Liz Laughlin.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And... I finally, cornered her about 6 months ago, and I said, you know, Daphne, it's time that you have a proper show, and I'd like to do it. I would love to do it in the next 6 to 8 months, and she agreed. She sent me some images. The hardest part of it was culling it down to 16 to 18 images.
I'm amazed you did, because when I went on her website on your passionate advice, I was flabbergasted at the quality and the extent of her stuff. You must have been too.
I'm convinced that this is the first Daphne Walsh show. I would like to do many more. She's exquisite. I mean, what I love about her work is that what stopped me in my tracks, there's a couple of photographs, one that I bought and another one with the camera looking up and a woman exiting the stairs from the subway.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those exquisite images that brings to mind, you know, our heroes, Studs, Royko, Nelson Algren, Harry Callahan, Mark House,
Eddie Belchowski.
I mean, all of them. Yeah. Yeah. You know, the late, great Art Shea. And I just think that it's high time that Daphne were part of that conversation.
Boy, you're so right about that. There is, I mean, her photography, and she's sitting here and we're just yammering on about her, but her photography just is emblematic of the city, not the tourist side. I don't remember seeing any shots of the Bean or Wrigley Field.
You know what? She has the same gift that Danny Torres has.
Yep.
Unmistakably Chicago, but there's nothing on the nose. There's nothing easy. This is for people who know our city.
Yep.
And you look at a Daphne Walsh photograph from across the room, and it's like a fingerprint.
Boy, that's well put.
You can't mistake it for anyone else.
Boy, that's well put.
Daphne passes that test that every artist must pass, for me at least. They're only like themselves.
Tony, you're the best. Feel better, my friend. Feel better. Feel better, better, better. Maybe the story that'll be in next Sunday's paper about you and Danny Torres might bolster your mood and spirits. Tony, thanks a million. It's always great to talk to you, pal, your dear friend.
Thanks, Tony.
Take care.
Lovely to talk to you.
All right,
congratulations.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, I'm going to ask Daphne Walsh what she thinks of that lovely bit of favorable criticism. We'll be back. Thanks. I have about 5 more minutes, unfortunately, with Daphne Walsh, because I could talk to her for hours, and I will when I write a story about her in a few weeks. She is currently on exhibit at the Dime Gallery. You can get the Dime Gallery as a Facebook page, or you can go to DaphneWalsh.com, DaphneWalsh. The exhibition is titled In the City.
Right.
And it is very, very Chicago-centric. It is not the cliched shots that you might find at a neighborhood art fair or something. Right. These are very individual kind of things. Aside from people, Daphne, what draws your eye?
Shiny things? No.
No, sure. That's...
What draws my eye? Well, I love beautiful things, and I love quirky things.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to have beauty. It's one of my favorite things. I love that. Degas said that the world could always use more beauty, and yeah. I believe that.
More so all the time.
Right. And I just like quirky stuff, too.
Do you wander the city with any purpose? When you go out to shoot, you obviously take a camera, because that's how it's done. And do you just start walking?
And a snack and water I take, too. But, I figure out where I'm going to go. Say I'm going downtown somewhere, then I'll figure out where, and then I'll find a spot just to stand.
I
watch people go by.
How are people when you approach them? Are they, or when you say, or do you ask? I mean, because some of your portraits, you obviously have stopped someone. It's not just someone running by you and said, can I take your portrait? How do they respond?
Well, sometimes I ask and sometimes I don't. There was, in college, we were sent out to do a
Columbia
assignment.
College,
yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And there was, you know, in the 80s, we called homeless people bag ladies.
Yep.
And anyway, there was that woman was standing there, and she had tons of bags and a big heavy coat on and a big furry hat, and it was the dead of summer, and I just started taking pictures of her. I didn't stop and ask, and she started hitting me with the bag, saying, I told you not to take my picture. And I was cowering, you know, like, okay. And I didn't have to delete it because it was film, so that was pretty awesome.
When you do approach people and talk to them about it, do they ask why?
Yeah, they ask why. I just say, I'm an artist, and I love the way what you were doing and the way you look.
I love the way you look. Or
the light was on you. I loved it. It was great. And then I say, if you want a copy, here's my email.
Oh, when you give them copies?
Well, I'll send them a file. Then they could get their own copy.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. How has the technology changed for you over the years?
Oh, well,
has it become easier?
Yeah, way easier and way cheaper.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But I also think that there's a tendency now for everybody who has an iPhone to think of themselves as a photographer.
Mm-hmm. They do.
But that's not what you do. You are a trained, it's not what, you know, I've worked with many great photographers at the newspaper over the years, Charles Osgood among them, and I've learned that it's not... You need some expertise, do you not? You can't just point a phone at something and expect to get a great photo.
Right. I do take a lot of iPhone pictures, but I look for where the light is, and I compose it the way I like, and the way things are working together in the picture. There's a lot of things to consider. You don't just stand there and snap the picture because you're not going to have anything special.
Well, I think in many ways it sort of diminished the artistry of great art photographers.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It used to be so easy to go and take someone's picture on the street. They'd always be like so complimented and say, you want to take my picture? And I could just
go. If
they
weren't hitting you with bags. Yeah,
yeah, right. Yeah. And photography was so special back then, and now it's everybody can do it. And it's not that special, but it's special to me, and it always will be. So
I think, it was a pleasure to meet you, and I thank Tony for the introduction. And you people, you can go to the Dime Gallery, which is on Western Avenue, just south of North Avenue, or go to the website, daphnewalsh.com, Daphne Walsh, or buy the Tribune in a few Sundays from now and read my story about Daphne, and you'll see where she lives and where she shoots, and you'll see a number of her photographs. Tony's right. You're the real thing.
Thank you, Rick.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you, too.
It's an ongoing relationship.